Harlequin Diamond Collection and Harper Audio present The 5-Day Reunion by Mona Schroff. Performed by Sunila Nankani. To Shakuntala Ben and Vasant Bhai Shroff, whose love made sure I never had in-laws, but instead blessed me with a second set of parents. Day 1. Mendi patterns. Things that are hidden. Chapter 1. Nikhil Joshi slipped the cream silk jabho top over his head. The soft material floated over his body. He fastened 2 of 3 buttons, leaving the topmost one on the collar undone, then ran a hand through his thick hair and proclaimed himself ready. His younger sister, Tina, was getting married, and today was the first of the 5 days of festivities. The rhythmic beating of the tabla and the fabulous aroma of contemporary Indian street food wafted up to his room from the kitchen downstairs. The sounds of laughter and wedding music filled him with a mixture of anticipation and dread. His entire family had congregated in D.C. from India and various states for Tina's big week. He had to at least appear to be over Anita. 3 years was long enough. He inhaled deeply and exhaled slowly. His phone dinged, alerting him to a text from his agent. His third book was to be released next week, and his agent and publicist were plotting to fill every free moment he had to promote it. He needed to be available. There was no resting on the laurels of bestseller lists. Sure, that reputation helped, but each book was unique. Each book had the power to make or break him. He would not be broken. His agent, Chantel Ellis, had just scheduled a live stream interview for him for tomorrow afternoon. She was sorry that it was so last minute, yada yada, but he should do it. Could he sneak away from the festivities for an hour, hour and a half max? Nikhil hadn't even thought twice about taking the meeting. Work was work. If he was going to be successful, sacrifices needed to be made. How many times had he heard that from his mother over the years? He glanced at the small picture of him and his father that he kept here on the nightstand. His dad would have loved all this. House full, people partying. At least Nikhil thought so. But it was getting harder and harder to remember him sometimes. He tossed his phone on the bed and focused on getting ready to face the family and all their questions about his divorce. The toughest interrogation would be from his recently widowed elderly grandfather. Nikhil hadn't seen the patriarch of their family since his own wedding, close to 5 years ago. Somehow, every time he'd tried to go to India to visit him, something else had always come up, and he'd been unable to make the trip. There was no way around that conversation, just through. He checked his phone again, and sure enough, there was an email from his publicist confirming next week's tour schedule, which started on Monday with a launch party at a local bookstore. This was what he'd been waiting for his whole life. He was finally reaching the level of success he needed to prove to his family that he wasn't a complete screw-up, that he was worthy of the Joshi name. And he'd done it on his own, without Joshi family law. Nikhil slipped his phone into his pocket and left his childhood bedroom suite. It was time to allow the festive spirit to fill him as he joined the mass of people in the Joshi house. His sister's wedding was a time for elation and looking to new beginnings, no more reliving his past. His mother's house was wall-to-wall people enjoying sumptuous food, with musicians playing the tabla and harmonium, a fabulous soundtrack for the event. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad. Suddenly, he was smothered in hugs by his cousins Hiral and Sangeeta.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?